On the night shift, you follow two clocks. One is that clock up on the factory wall or in the dashboard of your delivery truck. That's the clock telling you to stay on the job, awake and alert, until your shift ends at sunrise. Then there's another clock, about the size of a pinhead, down at the base of your brain. It's the one commanding the rest of your body to go to sleep now. That internal clock is an amazingly brawny little timepiece.
When you work all night long and you don't get to bed till 7, 8 in the morning and the sun's just coming up, I think I found it for myself very difficult, even though I am very much a night person. I'm a night person up to like 3 a.m.
Right around 5 o'clock in the morning, you really hit that bone zone. It's the natural time when you hit that real deep sleep, and so it's a fight.
We are very much a species that's designed to work well during the daytime and to be asleep at night, pure and simple. We have very bad night vision. We don't do very well at night. All of our physiological systems are shutting down, and our brains are really at their lowest performance ebb.
Between 3 and 5 in the morning is the highest number of errors, incidents, accidents, just the number of fatal single car accidents that occur. There's no question your biological clock is driving that. It's indisputable now. Sleep is not up there as a national health concern, but it should be. So we understand really what price we're paying for dealing with this.
What price? The people who study shift work and fatigue like to point out that some of the most notorious industrial catastrophes in recent history, the Three Mile Island nuclear power accident and the one at Chernobyl, or the chemical power plant disaster at Bhopal, India, all were caused by sleepy workers struggling against their biological clocks. Harvard University sleep researcher Charles Seisler.
The National Commission on Sleep Disorders estimated that the cost to society in terms of productivity and errors and accidents and so on is about $70 billion a year. The human cost, of course, is when you see people being killed in automobile accidents because drivers are nodding off and falling asleep at the wheel having been awake all night.
Some 5 to 10 million Americans work nights. In the history of work, it's a relatively new shift. Until the invention of electric lights a century ago, most people rose and set with the sun. But in many modern jobs, the assumption is that to work nights, all you need to do is get tough and learn to live on less sleep. Most night workers report that their bodies never really adapt to this schedule. Only in recent years have employers and scientists looked closely at how working all night can affect people.
Color different colors. Color it red, this thing up there.
It's Monday evening in a suburban Minneapolis household.
Color his eyes blue.
The three Bantam kids are coloring pictures and teasing each other while Mom and Dad get the evening chores done. Melissa Bantam is a police sergeant who works the day shift investigating sex crimes. She used to work nights.
It's very hard to adjust to. I never felt good. I never felt healthy. I never felt well rested. We're kind of in zombie zone the majority of the time.
Melissa's husband, Don, recently went back to the night shift. It came with his promotion to lieutenant. He works 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., a shift that cops call the dog watch. Don seems reasonably well adapted to this schedule. When he gets home each morning, he helps the kids get dressed, then he steals up to the bedroom.
And so I try and make the room as dark as I possibly can. I shut off all the phones, and I basically lock myself up in the room and hibernate. I get my best sleep during the week when she's at work and the kids are at daycare.
What's the matter, Rach?
2-year-old Rachel has the chicken pox. She was too sick for daycare, so when Don got home this morning, after a 10-hour shift, he had a testy toddler to handle.
We went in the bedroom, and I turned on the TV. We have a VCR and the TV in the bedroom there, and I went downstairs and got some of her favorite movies and brought them up, and I tried to nap in between that, so I've gotten couple hours throughout the day.
And you're on the fourth of the fifth day, fourth, 5-day stretch, yeah. So you're feeling pretty crispy today.
Oh, absolutely.
Squad 241 Able. On a theft of a boombox, 2318 Fillmore. Caller's downstairs. Suspect is a teenager who lives upstairs. Unknown if he's home or not. 241 Kevin. 230 Kevin.
That's Bantam here, Garnett.
What's on fire off there, south?
Don Bantam spends most of the night in his cruiser. As shift commander, he's the top cop for the whole city of Minneapolis tonight. Don's the one they call if something really big happens.
A bicycle theft just occurred, number 48.
And if nothing happens, Don basically drives around one end of town to the other, listening to the radio, waiting. According to surveys, few night workers actually choose the graveyard shift. Those who do, like Don Bannum, often enjoy the freedom and increased responsibility that comes from having fewer bosses around. When the night is full of action, time passes quickly and Don doesn't have to struggle so hard to stay awake. But he never knows what the shift will bring.
Well, it's 4 o'clock and it's still staying pretty quiet.
So is this the dog hour of the dog watch, 4 in the morning?
Yeah, especially when it's quiet, you know. You learn to cherish these moments if you've got a really...
Oh, it's just one. Vehicle taking off. Almost going westbound on 46 here.
A squad reports that a suspicious car had stopped, suddenly took off. The chase is on. Don Bannum steers towards the scene, but before he can get there, the chase is over. And so is the only potential excitement for the whole shift. A study in one big American city found that 80% of cops working dog watch fell asleep on the job at least once a week.
I know guys that have told me that. They said, I just can't get used to it. The times that they've had to work dog watch, they just hated it with a passion. And regardless of how much sleep they got during the day, regardless of what they did, they said they just can't stay awake at night. I've had guys tell me that they have stopped at red lights while working and have fell asleep at the red light. They're just that tired.
Nine.
Yeah, I'm on 38th and Park right now. Where'd you say that fight was at?
3716 Park.
Copy on the southbound by there as well.
Robbery at gunpoint.